The other day at TOS Towers, the arch middle manager slash cosmic space bird Kez decided it wasn't enough for us to just put out a new episode of Audio Fiction every Monday morning. He hopped over to our desk and slammed his cleaver down, slicing it in twain, notebooks, pen pots and all. He gazed upon us and squawked a single word: audiobooks. And so we are now doing audiobooks. We're super happy to bring the first The Other Stories audiobook to the world, Territory. In a remote Finnish hunting community, darkness and the cold hold the villagers close. As a pack of wolves threaten the villagers' future, grief-stricken hunter Yari must unite the population to reclaim their territory. Written by TOS regular writer Dan Howarth, narrated by Justin Fife himself, produced by Luke Condor and Carl Hughes. You can get the full audiobook from all good audiobook retailers. We're talking your Audibles, your Spotify's, your Black Markets. For more info, head over to theotherstories.net/territory.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No. These are the other stories.
Welcome to day 10 of Kez's Christmas Clawlander. I hope you boarded up your windows and locked off your chimney because Santa's coming to town. This year we gathered 12 writers from the Hawk and Cleaver community and let them dip their hands into our secret Santa bucket. From the bucket, each writer pulled out a word, and from that word they were asked to write and narrate a very, very short story. Today's word was snowball, and the story is Flake, written and narrated by Dan Howarth, edited by Carl Hughes, with evil Christmas music by Duncan Muggleton, and he did us a seasonal spin on the original The Other Stories theme tune by Tom Robson. Enjoy. But watch out for that snowball.
Christian waits for me every day after school, come rain or shine. Snow wouldn't put him off. Satan himself wouldn't stop him. All afternoon, as I watched the snow falling through the classroom window, I knew what was coming. Teachers struggling to calm the kids down, that heavy weight in my stomach. Certainty crushing hope. He spent the last lesson getting my attention and then mashing his fist into his palm. Today isn't going to be taunts about Dad leaving. Today is going to hurt. The bell goes and kids are piling out of the classroom. Christian is gone in a blur of his blue coat. I pack up and step out into a blizzard of snow and screams. Kids flinging snowballs and diving around like stuntmen in the playground. I'm halfway home when the first snowball hits me, splat, in the middle of my back. I keep walking, more follow, harder and harder, closer and closer. Christian's laughter. I run over the snow, sliding and clumsy, into the park, Christian following. I'm in the bushes, he searches for me. By my feet, a stone the size of an egg. I roll up into a perfect snowball, the stone in the middle, waiting to cause some damage. Today is the day. Today is my day. The fight back starts here. I creep around the bushes, searching for Christian. My arm bends back, ready to launch on sight. A crunch of snow behind me. I turn, and bam! A blur of blue, and I'm staggering, not quite falling, not quite standing. My snowball falls from my hand, the stone rolling out. My hand finds my face. Blood pours over my fingers, my vision blackening. Christian grins down at me, his huge snowball breaking open to reveal the half brick inside. "Maybe next year, fucker," he says. My hands can't stop the second blow.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.